You already know who I am. You know, every now and then, I come across a story that it honestly makes me die a little bit inside, and it's not because it's bad or I'm offended by the content. I'm sitting here because I'm asking myself, why the fuck would you write this? What possessed you to put this content in this piece of fanfiction? And today, I am going to read you one of those stories. The news story today is called Scootaloo's Love for Pain by Mr. Anonymous. It is inspired by a scoot abuse picture by Mr. Orochi. Anyways, this is a mild warning. And for those of you who are offended by this kind of content, look away now, because this is a Scootaloo Rainbow Dash fanfiction that contains Philly Foolery, S&M, Water Sports, and Scat. So if you don't like shit, turn away quickly. Here we go, Scootaloo's Love for Pain. God. Love for Pain. Scootaloo woke up that morning with an gleeful expression on her face. It was her day off from school and she had planned for this whole week. She quickly ate breakfast and trotted out to the beach. When she got there, she proceeded to collect a few crabs with a bug net she had borrowed from Fluttershy, shook them around for a while, and then put the crabs down. She sat on them. Yeet! She squealed in delight as the crabs pinched her rump fiercely, refusing to let go of her plump but tiny ass as her wings started to unfurl themselves. Rainbow Dash was doing her patrol of...
I'm gonna have such issues with this!
Rainbow Dash was doing her daily patrol of the areas surrounding Ponyville to make sure that no pony harmed themselves without being able to get help. She heard a faint yelp from far away and hurried to where she heard the sound originate. Scootaloo was starting to pant heavily from the pinches as she rubbed herself between her legs frantically.
Scootaloo, are you okay?
Scootaloo stood up clumsily, too quickly, and stumbled down forward from being startled, her now red bottom raised upward with a few crabs still pinching at it.
What are you doing?
Rainbow Dash landed beside Scootaloo as she looked over the situation. She had seen Scootaloo sit down from behind.
I can't do it! Fuck it! I can't do it! You want to read the story? Read it! I can't do it! Oh my god, this is the first one I failed at. Okay, enjoy your fanfic, bye-bye!
Alright, you know what? Fuck this. Man mode, let's do this. Alright, where was I? Rainbow Dash landed beside Scootaloo as she looked over the situation. She had seen Scootaloo sit down from behind, but she had made unnatural squeals and whimpering, so she must have been in pain. Scootaloo, still panting, tried to shift herself so that Rainbow Dash would not see her rear, but it was too late.
Why are there crabs pinching you? And why are you what?
Rainbow Dash started, but realized quickly what was going on.
Oh, sorry, Scoots. I thought you were in danger, and I thought...
She was interrupted by Scootaloo.
Rainbow Dash, can you promise not to tell anyone about this? Sure.
Dash answered.
But why would you do this in the first place anyways?
Scootaloo was again pinched by one of the crabs, but this time it had gone for her nether lips and she came right then. Okay, stay composed. Scootaloo and Rainbow Dash were making their way to Dash's cloud home after having a short discussion why Scootaloo liked pain so much.
I still can't believe you didn't just laugh at me like I was crazy, Rainbow Dash.
Dash chuckled. Wait. Huh?
Kid, I know a bunch more weird stuff than just enjoying a bit of pain. Thank Peaky Pie, for example. She enjoys her sweets so much, she bakes herself private cakes by mixing the ingredients into her enema. Enema?
Scootaloo asked.
I think it's better if you get a bit older before you hear about stuff like that. Oh, we're already here.
Dash opened the big blue door and walked inside, prompting Scootaloo to sit down on her sofa as she went upstairs. Meanwhile, in the Hall of Justice...
Ooh, it tickles!
The enema was starting to fill up Pinkie Pie's ass.
This is gonna be the best cake ever! Once it comes out again, I so can't wait to taste it!
God, why?!
I can do this. Scootaloo slumped down on the couch and found it to be a lot more comfortable than regular sofas. She heard Rainbow Dash rummaging through something upstairs. She had never been inside Dash's home before and was quite amazed at the vast amount of trophies and awards Dash had around. But she didn't have time to look closer at them as Rainbow Dash was trotting down the stairway with a sly grin on her face.
You like my trophies?
Yeah, you have a lot of them.
Scootaloo looked over at Dash's trophies again.
You really are the best at...
Rainbow Dash nibbled on Scootaloo's neck, biting down occasionally to leave red marks on her neck.
Rainbow Dash, what?
Dash licked upward until she reached Scootaloo's ear, bit on it, and whispered,
"You're so cute."
picked up Scootaloo and started to fly toward her bedroom upstairs, still biting and nibbling all over Scootaloo's neck, occasionally pecking her on the cheek. Scootaloo was put down in front of quite a large piece of machinery she had never seen before. It had straps made to hold ponies in place, and a device with a plus and a minus button on it.
"What's that?"
she asked.
"This? It's my most prized toy. You want to try it out?"
Dash answered.
"What does it do?"
Scootaloo walked around it, looking all over the big toy.
"Trust me, you'll like it. Now come on, I'll have to strap you onto it."
Scootaloo was strapped on tightly, and Rainbow Dash had picked out a large battery that she connected to the device.
"This might hurt a little, okay?"
Dash said, mostly to tease the little filly. She put on a pair of clamps on Scootaloo's teats. I like that word, teats. Making her yelp loudly.
"Do you like that?"
Scootaloo only nodded in response.
"Then you'll like this more."
Rainbow Dash pressed the plus button once, and light electricity coursed through Scootaloo's teats. Her teats. Scootaloo cramped up, jerking her hooves around.
"How about that?"
Rainbow Dash had a large smile on her face as she saw Scootaloo grinning.
"I guess you want some more then."
She pressed the plus button again. Oh, thank God, it's almost over. Where was I? After several minutes of periodically amping up the electricity, Scootaloo was now completely lost in pleasure as her mane was frazzled and she was drooling.
"Hey, Scoots, heads up!"
Rainbow Dash had put on a glove. Dash put on a third clamp, this time on Scootaloo's clit. Scootaloo could no longer contain herself as she came several times, screaming in bliss.
"This is the finale, okay?"
She pressed the plus button one last time, setting it to max. Scootaloo cramped again, her hips jerking as she lost control of her bowels and started peeing and shitting all over all over Dash's floor. Dash lubed up her hoof and prodded Scootaloo's ass as she was still pooping.
"Dash!"
Oh, God.
"Dash! Hoof me! Hoof me hard!"
Rainbow Dash obliged, rubbed around Scootaloo's clit a bit to get her hoof more slick, and shoved it into her ass.
"Yes! Oh God, it's so good!"
Dash's hoof was... Oh God, why do I do this to myself? Dash's hoof was getting matted with poop, licking it off occasionally as she kept pushing further inside Scootaloo's tight ass. After a few minutes, Dash turned the machine off and unstrapped Scootaloo from the machine.
"Did you have fun?"
She had set Scootaloo down on the newly soiled floor.
"Yeah, I did."
She was starting to grind against the floor, rubbing her feces against her butt, still grinding her shit-covered hoof against her clitter. Oh, it broke me. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. Alright, I can do this.
"Oh, you still have some fight in you, huh?"
Dash turned around and rubbed her ass against Scootaloo's face as she started laughing away, prodding at Rainbow Dash's pucker. It tasted sweet and spicy.
"You're apparently hungry for more, so have all that you want."
Dash started to squeeze out a turd into Scootaloo's eager mouth, swallowing all that she could. The trickling, delicious taste filling up her senses, the occasional bits falling down, staining her body. Scootaloo loved it. She was shoving her tongue into Dash's asshole in between the shit to get as much of the taste as possible. When Dash had finished pooping, she turned around again and started to make out with Scootaloo, savoring the moment for a long time and playing around with the bit Scootaloo had not yet swallowed. After fooling around for a while and making out, they headed for Dash's bathroom. As they entered her bathroom, Rainbow Dash was still looking at Scootaloo, cleaning up what remained of poop.
"Hey, Rainbow Dash?"
Scootaloo was looking at her with the most adorable eyes, Rainbow Dash thought.
"Can you pee on me?"
Her voice trailing off.
"Sure, kiddo. Just lay down on your back and let me get into position."
Scootaloo did as she was told, and once she opened her eyes again, she was staring into Rainbow Dash's dripping cunt. She opened her mouth as Dash was starting to piss. Most of it got on her face or on her belly, but she didn't mind. She was enjoying it far too much to care. Rainbow Dash suddenly planted her butt on top of Spulu's face again, this time so she could reach Dash's pussy. She licked away with great vigor, sucking on her clit from time to time until Dash finally caved. Exhausted, she laid down next to Spoodaloo, their hind legs crossed as the two grinded against each other lazily.
Rainbow Dash?
Yeah, kiddo?
I love you.
I love me too.
Hey, don't joke around like that. Sorry, Scoots.
She kissed him.
I love you.
Why would you write this? What possesses you to write this?
Yep, this broke me. This broke me in a big way. This broke me in a really big way. Okay, there you go. I'm gonna go lay down and cry. Goodbye.